Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche. We are reflecting on the readings for the 23rd Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year A. First reading will be taken from the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 33, verses 7 to 9. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 95. Second reading taken from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 13, verses 8 to 10. Gospel reading will be taken from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 18, verses 15 to 20. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is, Come, let us be reconciled. Yes, it is true, my brothers, my sisters, that the Lord is present in the community of believers. Where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there, says the Lord. However, it is also true that conflicts and strife are abound in the family of God's people, especially in hyper-polarized communities with hidden discords revolving around differences in personality, religious beliefs, ethnicity, and language. Besides, it is also true that those conflicts and divides are worse in places where the people do not listen to the Lord's voice. For they have been deceived to believe that God's silence and patience are indications of his non-existence, indifference, forgetfulness, and an approval of their actions. Thus, my brother, my sister, the wicked man or woman has contempt for God and has also turned on his people, his poor and helpless people. They prey on the defenseless and segregated, the isolated, the needy, and the rejected. They accumulate the wealth and resources meant for the common good. And sometimes they ask you to seek redress in court, knowing that some have no money for the judges and solicitors. Yes, my brother, my sister, the wicked are arrogant, proud, treacherous, merciless, and violent. However, the Lord is asking us today not to harden our hearts. And so the question is, how do we live with these men and women who have hardened their hearts? First, like Prophet Ezekiel and St. Paul, in today's first and second readings, we have all been called to share in the work of those appointed as sentries and propagators of love in the Church of Christ. Hence, like the psalmist of today, our task is to invite all created people to the house of God. In other words, our task is to lead the wicked to repentance and to assure them of God's mercy and love. Besides, the offering of repentance and love will not be difficult for those who have encountered true love and mercy of God. Hence, if we feel forgiven and redeemed, then it behooves us to share that feeling with others, that feeling of renewal with our brothers and sisters, especially those who hate us, those who hate our gods. As sentries of God's house and propagators of love, we must be willing to go the extra mile for reconciliation and peace. In fact, the leaders of the Lord's flock have been given the authority to absolve those who seek repentance, to pronounce doctrinal judgments on those who reject the truth and right reasoning, and to make disciplinary decisions in the Church of Christ. Thus, my brother, my sister, for our own good and salvation, and for the good of the Church, we must embrace God's hands of mercy, especially the hands of those who offended us, and pray for those who have rejected repentance and reconciliation. It is important we note, my brother, my sister, that reconciliation with God is tied with reconciliation with our neighbors and the Church of Christ. We cannot say we love God but refuse to accept our brother's hands of mercy. And so, let us stop carrying the weight and burden of sin, wickedness, and hate. For the Lord is the rock who saves us, and He has offered and will never stop offering to His people the way of repentance. It is our duty. It is our duty as leaders, collaborators of mercy. It is our duty as children of God to show mercy, to seek mercy, to offer mercy, and to ensure that mercy reigns in our hearts and in our communities. May the Lord in His infinite mercy help us to be reconciled. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.